Hello everyone, welcome to another podcast from Hot Forex. It's the last week of August and we can see that geopolitical risk and various developments have remained in focus and add to the cautious backdrop. Trading has been very muted so far, with investors clearly holding back ahead of the Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole remains the main focus for markets this week, even if expectations for an early tapering announcement have faded amid concerns that the rapidly spreading Delta variant will at the very least damp the recovery. This weighted on the greenback, turning it to 1 week low. Treasuries on the other side posted modest losses as Wall Street rallied. Bonds were also heavy amid the weight of $183 billion in supply, while a stellar two-year auction helped the front end rebound and gain some ground. Major indices are now really mixed, with key equity indices in both the US and Europe stalled at month highs, with the exception of the USA 100 and USA 500. The USA 30 holds near 35,500, while the FTSE is stuck at the 7,100s and the DAX is shy of 16,000. USA 100 and USA 500 hit new highs as well, with the former breaking the 15,000 level. The rally was supported by solid earnings once again, but also as tech shares have outperformed as shares of beaten down China stocks recover in hopes for more clarity from Chinese regulators. Also, the full approval of Pfizer COVID vaccine on Monday has helped stocks as well, in hopes that vaccination rates in the US will now rise. In the currency market, meanwhile, the euro-dollar peaked at 1.1765 as the dollar weakens after the market priced in a pushback for quantitative easing tapering. The US yen has continued to ply a narrow range in the mid to upper 109 range. Cable now flirts with 1.3750, retaining a neutral to bullish outlook, even though incoming data are showing a moderation in the pace of economic growth. Safe haven gold fell in tandem with the broad increase in risk appetite, with gold pulling back to 1791 from 1809.50 area. US oil bounced quite sharply to 67 highs, up from 4 months low of $61.46, as the hopes for a demand recovery helped sentiment following the full FDA approval of Pfizer vaccine. Thank you for listening.